Today is Friday, September 10th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. See, changing up the emphasis. Today is no different. Oh, it is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and we do have a voicemail or two to listen to, but, and honestly, as per usual, nothing has gone on. I've completely obliterated my diet, and although Joe, on my co-host on Throwing Down, says he and another one of his co-hosts, Lori, are going to start doing Weight Watchers and counting points. And as a, I don't know, he wants to encourage me to get back on the bandwagon, I suppose. So I'm going to, and you know, I've been doing better and better every week. Although this week I fell off again. The week before I did pretty good. And then this week I fell off again, but I only gained 8 pounds. So there is that. So I'm going to try, like, starting, you know, beginning of next week, I'm going to try, because I'm going to have to report on it in the show, in Throwing Down. I'm going to say, yeah, I followed the plan all week, you know, I'm going to have accountability. So, so we recorded, I am just stumbling around not knowing what to say, but we had talked about the weekend. And as I've said before, I don't really do much during the week, so there's not much to talk about today. So the cleaning lady came today. So I'll just roughly describe my week. So we had a lot of fun, but we had the Sunday scaries on Monday because we were off work on Monday, and both of us have the Sunday scaries for our jobs. Apparently that's what it's called. That's what Mark calls it. And then, you know, started work on Tuesday, and then I recorded Throwing Down Tuesday after work. And then Wednesday I had orchestra, and again, no time. At some point some items came in. I ordered teak shower mats for our shower because I want it to look spa-like, and, you know, for the housewarming, they're going to go through, and I want our large shower. I want it to be as spa-like as possible. I want to put a little eucalyptus in there, and not just for the housewarming, but for us. I want to get a teak shower or a towel rack. And, so those came in, and also we need a new couch, and, we're avoiding it because we can't make a decision. And so we bought these cheap couch covers because our couch cushions have started coming apart. And I can't really describe it, but they've started coming apart. And so we know, like, we need a new couch, but there was no time to decide on it. We just cannot decide on things, especially furniture. And then we'll decide on something and we'll get it home and we'll decide. When we were in the other house, we bought end tables for the couch. I just said, we've got to make a decision. We have to make a decision on these end tables. We've been looking forever. We need end tables. So we said, okay, well, these are the least objectionable. We get them home. I probably talked about this on a show because I was doing Geeky Gay at the time. We get them home. We put them next to the couch. We hated them. Absolutely hated them. We ended up taking them back to the store. And it was not an easy thing. I mean, we don't have a very large vehicle. We have to stuff these in the vehicle. That was 3 years ago. So anyway, we just have a really hard time deciding what we like. I don't think our styles are quite the same. But neither one of us can really decide exactly what our style is. So bottom line, we bought some couch covers because we don't want these disintegrating cushions to show. But I wasn't sure which cover would look the best, and they're cheap. They're like $20 or something. So I bought three of them instead of just one. And we bought an inflatable couch for the spare room that we're going to put the Nintendo Switch in. And I bought a couple of Nintendo Switch controllers, some cheap, like $20 Nintendo Switch controllers, because there's going to be a lot of kids. They're going to be like 13 kids. We're going to have, if everybody shows up, we're going to have 43, so 13 children and 30 adults, I think is what I counted. So 43 people in our house tomorrow night. And so a lot of people. So this little room needs to house 13 children so they can play Switch and leave everybody alone. But anyway, so we've been, you know, we blew up the inflatable couch. We did some things, you know, we went grocery shopping for tomorrow's event. I'm cooking desserts. And I really like entertaining. When I cook, I prefer there to be people coming over. So I like to have dinner parties. But we don't really have dinner parties where just a couple of people come over, or like another couple or something. It's always either a big party with all the Filipino friends, or, you know, maybe occasionally my parents will come over or something, which that's fine. I enjoy cooking for that because that's only a couple of people. But when we've had parties in the past and I've cooked, I've gotten very stressed because, A, I've talked about this before, I'm not sure that the Filipinos enjoy my cooking, because they're used to different type of food. I did not grow up in the Philippines, and I don't think I'm very good at Filipino cuisine. And so I cook American food that I know how to cook, or even European type foods, you know. And it just never seemed to be appreciated that much, or they didn't seem to enjoy it. We would have a lot of leftovers. And I'm also, you know, low self-esteem boy. So I would look at the number of things left and go, oh, they didn't eat it. They must have hated it, you know? And I just have been stressed every time I've tried to do it. So Mark said, no, you're not cooking. You're not cooking. If you want to do dessert, you can do dessert, because I know you like to make desserts, but you're not cooking. He's like, I'm going to cook a couple of Filipino dishes, spaghetti with hot dogs, because everybody loves my spaghetti. And I'm going to cook one other thing. And then we're going to order a couple of things from the Filipino friends. A lot of the Filipino friends make food and sell it. So he's going to buy a couple of different dishes from them, and then he's picking up chicken because the children people like fried chicken. He said, but you can make dessert. That probably won't stress you out as bad. So I'm making panna cotta in little throwaway clear glasses so that they can just eat them and then throw them away. But I'm going to do two different styles. One of them, I'm going to make a strawberry jam. I bought some fresh strawberries, and so I'm going to make a jam. I'm going to put the strawberry jam in first, and then I'm going to put the panna cotta mixture on top of that, and it's going to be like one of those yogurt things, the fruit and yogurt things where you can dip in it. I'm going to make a crumble, but just like a, more like a, at Halloween time when you would mix white chocolate with Chex Mix and other things and make it just a little nibbly thing. I'm going to do that with white chocolate, but I'm going to use cereal, pretzels, and cashews. And I'm going to chop them up. I'm going to do white chocolate, a little bit of dark chocolate, and some toffee chips. But I'm just going to make it for crunch on top of the panna cotta. And then there's going to be a plain panna cotta with no strawberries. That one probably will have the crunch. And then the strawberry one, I mean, they can choose. I'm going to put a bowl out. I may put the crunchy topping on a few of them, but I'm afraid it'll get soggy. And so anyway, I may put a bowl of it out there. And then the other thing I'm going to make is, I've said before, I love my grandmother's chocolate pie. But what I decided to do is make mini chocolate pies. I have a mini muffin tin that makes, I don't know, 15 muffins or something. That's not the right number, but it makes a large amount of little small muffins, bite-sized muffins. So I'm going to make my pie crust recipe and I'm going to make little mini pie shells in the muffin tin. At least this is the goal. I hope it works. I'm going to make the pudding mixture or the chocolate custard mixture and the Italian meringue that I made last time. And I'm going to make mini chocolate pies. So those are the two things. So I'm going to make tonight and part of it I'm going to make tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, we have to finish getting ready. So I'm going to be busy and we have Mix Minus tonight. So I've got to decide as soon as I finish editing this and posting it, I'm going to go and probably start on the panna cotta because those have to set. And so I'd rather have those done now and have them in the refrigerator so that I know they're set and ready to go tomorrow. And I can also test one like in the morning or whatever and make sure they taste all right after they've set. And then, I don't know, I may make the pie crust tonight. I haven't decided yet, but we'll see. We'll see what I'm going to do there. But that's what I'm going to make. Those are the ingredients that I'm going to make. And then we're going to put popcorn out with the popcorn maker. We're going to put the Bartesian out so the adults can make themselves drinks. And then all the savory food that I mentioned. And we have no events planned. No movie, no karaoke, no nothing. People are just going to come over. They're going to eat. They're going to see our house. And that's going to be it. All right, well, let's play at least one of these voicemails. I know I kind of rambled a bit, but let's play one of these voicemails. I'm just going to pull this up. We'll see how many we can get through. So here we go. Let's play this one.
Hi, it's me again, your uncle. No, your auntie.
Auntie Scott.
Jesus Christ, I had to look at my genitals. Yeah, I got three more because I want to win this fucking $50.
Three more?
How about the Burger Barn or the Whataburger Barn? Huh? The Whataburger Barn. How about the Lawnmower Repair Shop because of your penchant for mowing the lawn? Do I have to explain these? I don't know. Lastly, but I'm sure it's not leastly, and I don't think it's going to be lastly either, Shih Tzus R Us over at the Shih Tzu R Us.
Ah, good, good.
Okay. Catch you on the rebound.
I want everyone to bet right now, are we going to have another call from Auntie Scott? Let's just, thank you for your call. Let's do another one here. Let's just pull up another one. I have no idea who these people are.
Hey, Adam, it's Mike in Austin. I have a thought for you. Make it really easy. How about something like, I have to go to the shop. Something very simple that you don't really have to think about. It just kind of rolls off the tongue.
The shop.
All right. Have a good one.
Mike, are you a new caller? You don't have to tell me that if you don't want to. Thank you so much for the call. I've got you entered, but I don't know if you've called before. But I don't know. You don't have to tell me your life story. I appreciate the call. If you win though, you'll have to give me some details about how to get the Amazon gift card to you. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. I have entered that in. The shop. My dad had a shop out in the backyard. He had a building in the backyard where he did woodwork, and he called it the shop. I don't really know why, but it was the shop. It was his shop. It doesn't make sense. I guess because like a machine shop or I don't know. I mean, that's weird. I've never really thought about it, but he called it the shop. Anyway, thank you so much for the call, Mike. Let's listen to one more. I think we have time. Let's do this.
Hey, Adam. It's Mike in Austin again. By the way, I have a secret for you for the theater popcorn. You want Gold Medal Flavacol, FLAVACOL. Find it on Amazon or wherever you may happen to work at the shop. Nonetheless, it is the secret. It'll taste exactly like you have in the theater. Have a good one.
Gold Medal Flavacol. Wow.
Well, I hang up this phone.
Two calls.
I want to hang up. All right. Bye.
Wow. It's like Big Fatty. How do you hang this thing up? Well, thanks for the calls, Mike. I'm going to look for that. I'm going to go on Amazon and look for that right now. I appreciate the tip. Two calls from Mike, and I'm not sure if he's ever called. Look, if you've called before, Mike, I'm so sorry if I forgot. But I love hearing from people that listen to the show. And so I get excited. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday if I survive. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.